U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports have upset its European trading partners. The EU says it is prepared to respond to the move.
We also will continue our work, our preparatory work on potential rebalancing measures, hoping that we are not forced to use them. But we are prepared and will be prepared if need be to use rebalancing measures. Also, as announced earlier, if things happens or if the worst case scenario happens, we are ready to take US to the WTO court, and we are discussing with other allies, other partners, to do it together.
The senior EU official also said the bloc still favors negotiations over the issue to resolve the dispute. He added that Brussels is seeking clarity on how the tariffs will be implemented. Katainen argued that the EU should be excluded from the US measure because its industry is not a security threat to Washington. Germany and France have also criticized the US for imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports.
The European Commission has said that all options are on the table, so we will talk about that. I think the first thing to do is to have an evaluation of the impact of the US decision on European industries. And once we have this study on the impact, see what are the measures we will be able to take.
Thank you.
We don't support tariffs. We have negotiated customs deals within the WTO. We have always worked towards a trade agreement with the United States of America in order to get rid of further barriers. And we will make very, very clear in our discussions that this is our goal and our wish.
Merkel said Germany views the new import duties ordered by U.S. President Donald Trump with concern. She called for talks to defuse the escalating row. The German chancellor stressed that no one can win in such a race. The German economy minister has also slammed the U.S. move, as pure protectionism and an affront to its allies. On Thursday, Trump signed an order for the 25% tariffs on steel imports and 10% for aluminum, but he exempted Canada and Mexico and offered the possibility of excluding other allies, backtracking from an earlier no-exceptions stance. Joining us live now on the line from New York is Ian Williams, who is with Foreign Policy in Focus. Ian, what do you make of this as it currently stands, Trump seemingly backtracking on that no exceptions rule he had once put in place?
Trump is continually full of U-turns, expedient U-turns, whenever it seems expedient. This one, he's really taking a tough nut. 10, 15 years ago, the US could get away with declaring trade war on all its partners. But the world has changed a lot since then, and the US has as much to lose as it has to gain from such trade wars. Whatever you think of free trade, the US keeps preaching it, but has never really practiced it. It's always managed to protect itself. It's continually putting countervailing tariffs on. It's continually discriminated, for example, against Canadian timber, and it will discriminate against it. Now it's talking about discriminating against German cars, and it sort of overlooks the point the Germans actually make better cars than the US, and they do it with a higher wage staff, better benefits. This is an attempt to remedy the deficiencies of US capitalism by blaming other people, and it's not going to work in the long run, and it will do irreparable damage to US relations with the rest of the world in the meantime. I mean, just think who's affected here. We have China, we have Canada, well, possibly Canada and Mexico down the line, but Europe, the US, big, huge trading partner here. Almost every partner that the US has is going to be affected by this. And these are strategic and military allies as well, which are being alienated. If the US really wants to be a global player, it cannot do it on its own. That's one of the things it's beginning to recognize. But it really needs to woo these people. And what Trump is doing is giving them all the finger. And they will reciprocate in one way or another. It's not just reciprocal tariffs. They will also be diplomatically ticking off boxes and saying, well, when the US comes asking us for help, they can go whistle.
All right, Ian, we'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking time to speak to us here at Press TV.